Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text is the last part of the second lesson, where St. Paul says, "The end of these things is death, but now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification and eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Sin. We talk a lot about it, almost like we know something about it. There were two guys gathered in front of a church one Sunday morning. The one had been to the service, and the other was talking to him. The guy that hadn't been said, "What'd the preacher talk about?" The guy who went in said, "He talked about sin." The other one said, "Well, what did he think about it?" He said he was against it. That's about where it comes down, folks. So what is sin? I mean, we talk about it like everybody understands it. We talk about how bad it is and how we want to stay away from it and how horrible the results are and what it could lead to. Do we really know what it is? Sin comes all the way from the Old Testament. Comes all the way from creation. Remember the Genesis bit? You had the woman and the man. They put them in this garden. God put them in a place where they had nothing to fear. They had everything they needed. Anything they wanted was there. Except for one thing. He says, "See that thing in the middle of the garden? See that tree? Stay away from it. Don't touch it. Don't get near it. Don't eat anything that's on it, because if you do that, you're going to die." Well, I'm not sure they understood what he said, because at this point, there hadn't been any death. So that might have been an empty threat to them, because they didn't really know what he was talking about. But then he says, "What else you've earned is that you're going to get thrown out of this garden, this place where you like it, this place where you're comfortable, where life is reasonable, where the man, when he plants something, it grows, does well, and the woman's got everything she needs. But the women from now on are going to have children, and they're going to go through misery in childbirth to the point where they can barely stand it. But yet, after they've had the child, they're going to go back and do it again." Seems like they didn't learn anything. But then again, they do this thing now, which may not be a great idea, but it's pushed real hard, having husbands in the delivery room with their wives. Not necessarily the smartest thing in the world, because a lot of women look at them, "Don't you ever touch me again. Don't you ever make me go through this again." But by the time it's all over, by the time the baby is delivered and they look at it, "Well, it wasn't so bad." You're kidding, it wasn't so bad. I mean, it almost killed you, the scream and the pain you went through, but now you're saying, "Well, it's not so bad." And for the men, "I got a little thing for you, too. From now on, we're going to throw you out of here, and you're going to have to live by the sweat of your brow. And that sweat's going to produce not a lot of what you want. It's going to produce weeds and thistles and a little bit of grain and just enough to keep you alive so that you don't die, but you don't do well. And this is because you did what we call sin." So what's sin? Sin, I guess, is the ability to decide that we're going to be God whether God's there or not. That it might be fun to be God. That it might be fun to make all the choices. That it might be fun to be in charge. So we're going to do what we want, because it's got to be fun. If God doesn't want us to do it, it must be something we really want to do. Otherwise, we probably wouldn't think of it. So in the Old Testament, sin is one of those things that wanders through there. It's something that you do voluntarily. It's not something that somebody else makes you do. Now, somebody may con you into doing something which becomes sin. But it's something you do yourself because you decided it was a good thing to do. And so you live with what happened. So it comes all the way down to the end. And Paul understands what sin is all about. And we spent a lot of time talking about it. It's the business of trying to be God when we aren't even listening to God. And what do we get out of it? He says the wages of sin is death. Sin pays off. You die. Wages are something you get because you earn it, not because somebody gives it to you. But the gift of God is eternal life. So you've got the law, the first words, the law. Then you got the gospel. The gift of God is eternal life. God makes it possible, even though we sin, to be his people, to be forgiven. So what's it mean to be forgiven? It means all the drag that comes with sin gets taken care of. It gets washed away. It gets put aside. It's no longer there. It's not something that we need to worry about. It's not coming back. It's taken care of. What needed to be done, what payment needed to be made was. And the payment was Jesus on the cross. He's put on the cross to die for sin. That's a really good trick. As it said in the New Testament, he was made to be sin who knew no sin that we might become the righteousness of God. They put him on the cross and they basically crucified him for our sin, for the sin of humanity, for the things that we all as human beings did and do, he died. But when he died, he made the payment for sin. Sin's paid off. It doesn't have a problem anymore. You're forgiven. It's done. It's gone. It's taken care of. Be at peace. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. Live in eternity, now and forever. In him we ask it. Amen.